We convene the January commission meeting here and continue with public comment. Now is the time for members of the public here to come up to the microphone and address the commission. Is anybody coming up, sir? Please identify yourself for the record, and you have many years to listen to.
My name is Ernest George, from Whitestone, and I horsed on the Rappahannock. And we've been working in Area 7, and the ice has been so bad we can't get out until late. And I was just wondering if the commission would think about opening Area 2 and 4 and work 2 weeks in each spot for the month of February. It would help us in the lower part of the river. That's all I have to say.
Dr. Wesson?
Obviously, we've had a tremendous increase in oyster harvest over the past several years. This year is going to be higher than we saw last year. But all this happens with basically the same standing stock. We got the same standing stock of oysters that we had in 2001 and 2, but we're catching almost 10 times more because we're using a more efficient gear. And if I was going to stand up and ask you for something to do right now, I would ask you to close the seasons where they are right now and stop. But I'm not asking for that. We still got a more than a month on that Area 7 that we're talking about, almost a month and a half. So our numbers of watermen that are harvesting oysters with hand scrapes has increased so much in the past 5 years that the new thing we've got to start considering is how to control effort and get it back in line with the stocks that we have. Otherwise, everybody's piece of the pie just gets smaller and smaller, and we damage next year's resource. And we, both those two areas that he talked about reopening, were cut down quite low in the season. They were each open for 2 months, and the number of boats that worked out there, you would certainly not want to put people back out on them now. I mean, we have what we have in the seasons, and when it's gone, it's gone, and then other areas open up next year, and we move to new areas, but would not suggest reopening any areas now.
What areas open up next month?
Nothing opens next month. We just have the end of ones that are already open. There's no new areas opening.
Okay.
We'll finish up Area 7 and Tangier Pokemon Management Area is open, and it's got one more month. And the Han Tong area is open, but no new areas open in February.
Any comments from the commission? Ms. Hain?
These boats were iced in these creeks up in the Rappahannock, and even if we couldn't open other grounds, could we at least give them an extension for the days that they were iced in, maybe a week's extension to work the same grounds they've been currently working, just to cover the days they missed?
I mean, guys are leaving there, have been leaving there right along because of stocks being down so much. So it's just lucky for the oysters that we're getting some days that can't work, because it's done for. I mean, for where it is right now, the major part of the stocks are gone. So adding time just would make you damage the stocks that are going to, Area 7 is going to be reopened next year. So if you take some of those small oysters, or if you damage some of those small oysters by staying on that area too long, you're just hurting what you'll have for next year. You're not, the amount that we would gain is, we've had a good season everywhere, and we just have too many people working, and so would not suggest adding any extra days on any of these places. Tangier's been closed and locked in too. Same thing, the Tangier Island, those guys missed all last week being locked in there, and I wouldn't add any time up there. There's just too many dredges on these areas for too long as it is now.
Well, the areas that they got, that they want the extension for, with the weather conditions of it is now, ice is going to keep playing a factor as far as how long they get, frozen or whatnot.
If you reopen those, say, February 1st, and this weather ended, which it'll probably get better in February, then
Well, nobody knows. It could stay just the way it is.
Well, they are worked to death.
Point, so. My point is, if you get the extension, the ice could keep.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know how to
Anyone else? Thank you. Appreciate it, Jim. Mr. George, thank you for coming all this way today to address the commission. Appreciate it. Anyone else with public comment? Well, hearing none, then I guess we'll move along. Mr. O'Reilly.
It's not a public comment, Commissioner, but we did have a gentleman, Mr. Pete Bender, who we notified last night to be here today. He has some reservations and complaints about the December 10th action by the commission on behalf of the horseshoe crab regulations and the fishery. And from what I know, he has left. He was here. He apparently left earlier, about midway through Dr. Orr's presentation unfold. And I don't think we have to do a lot, but I did want to just let you know that he has actually sent me two letters. The second letter I had this morning, and it does concern the horseshoe crab actions that were taken and some questions that we will answer. He's got about 14 questions, which are fairly straightforward, about when the gears harvested certain amounts, what years, participation, things like that. And we will address those questions. Since Mr. Bender is not here, I think there was an impression on his part that he still had time to appeal the decision from December 10th. But my understanding, Counselor, is that it's a 30 days from the action of the commission of December 10th, and that would have passed by now. So I guess I pose that as a question for Mr. Kugelman.
I'm sorry, sir.
It's okay. Mr. Bender had indicated in his letter, he even says he has a few more days. He wanted to appear before the commission, perhaps to work some things out. He felt he had a few more days before he could appeal or was eligible to still appeal the December 10th action of the commission. But my understanding is that's a 30-day period from that action
under rules,
the circuit court.
Under Part 2A, the rules of the Virginia Supreme Court, someone who wants to complain of agency action here at the commission's action, they have 30 days from the date of the action to file a notice of appeal, and they have 30 days from the filing of the notice of appeal to file a petition with the circuit court. If he has not filed a notice of appeal, by this point, his appeal right has been waived. If he has filed it, I don't know where he is in the 30-day window, but we've got to be getting close to that.
I think he has filed the notice, if I'm not mistaken, but we'll check on that. But the main thing is he is not here. The only input I'd like to have today is that there are a couple situations that staff faces. We're a small staff. I do want to remind you, because we'll be back, that we're on record from previous meetings from telling you how difficult a challenge the horseshoe crab fishery has been for us to monitor. And you have five quotas going on, and at several times staff has told the commission, we are going to try and streamline things, for example, to get those who have permits be permitted for a category where they're landing their part of the quota. In essence, there's been so much excess capacity in this fishery that a quota could be breached pretty quickly, as it was in 2009. It took us 2 years through the ASMFC to pay back the 2009 overage, and we shut down in June, also in 2010, with less of an overage. So it's a very volatile fishery. There's only 171,000 crabs. 81,000 are for east of the Colregs line, and they're all males. So I have met at length with Mr. Bender and his father, and that was December 20th, for probably an hour and a half or more. It seemed very cordial and straightforward. I think in general, Mr. Pete Bender thinks he has a lot of equity built up in the fishery from his past participation. And I think his main complaint is he's worried that some of the bycatch folks who could take 500 crabs before, with that category eliminated by commission action, and they have a class, not to get too complicated, but they have a Class B dredge license where they can have 1,000, that he worries they will be taking crabs that won't be available to him, horseshoe crabs. And I think in reality, so many Class B dredge folks were eliminated through the commission action, those who were latent, that it's very difficult to say there's going to be any change at all. I did have one thing that I just, I'm just compelled to talk about. And, Mr. Bender has made some assertions about staff in the letter that I find to be objectionable completely. And if he comes back here, I would like the opportunity to say the same thing to him. I have no idea what he's thinking about. Mr. Bender probably is one of our most frequent callers of anyone throughout the time that I'm familiar with, and we've been very patient and good in every manner like we would with anyone. So I would say the part about staff is really, if it can give me umbrage, it has. So that's all I have, and we'll see if he comes back or what the next action is.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.